Can you hear the music?
I can't.
You can't hear it?
Uh-uh.
Man, that's wild. There's a lot of people that can't. Don't worry, you're not special, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've heard a couple different episodes of people that they can hear. Yeah.
Oh, you've listened.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right, man. No, that's crazy because we've had a lot of we've had a run lately where people can actually hear it. So it's good that we're
back. So did they wear headphones?
No.
Yeah, the one lady that you had on here, she had headphones on. So I was wondering maybe it was because of the headphones.
It was luck of the draw. You got headphones?
No. So that was the whole thing too. I used to. The Garage Bros used to be a podcast of mine that I started.
Oh, shit. You had a podcast?
Well, one episode. So I had one episode, and then I had two of them recorded. And then I just never got to it because I lost motivation because that's buddy that I had doing it with me kind of ghosted me. I mean, I had the whole thing, dude. Mic, headphone, computer, all that stuff. But,
Fuck, dude, man, losing motivation, man, that's the killer in like 99% of podcasts, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
And I don't know if you know the statistics behind how many podcasts actually go beyond episode 10 and how many actually, you know, if you hit publish on your 50th, you're in like the top 2% or some shit like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it, man. You don't really feel top 2% when you got guys like Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson. And
well, I was going to ask you if you're in the Rogan. So I used to listen to Rogan before he was a big deal. I used to listen to Rogan so long ago that I was a weirdo listening to Rogan.
Yeah.
And then now he's like mainstream news, you know?
But yeah. Man, I don't really listen to Rogan's podcast. Once in a while, I'll listen to it. Same with Peterson. It really has to like – it has to be something that really catches my attention. I want to listen to a guy that's like Peterson, I'll listen to Andy Frisella, right? And he tells it less boring, you know? He tells the exact same story, just like, you know, more retards and you know, he uses the retarded word and he fucking talks to you like you're a millennial, right? And or Gen Z, you know, like as Peterson, you know, he's just trying to talk to you like you also have a PhD, right? And
yeah, he's kind of hard to keep up with sometimes.
Bro, I work in the oil field, bro. Do you think I know what fucking the fucking periodic table of the elements is and fucking like not, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on now, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why I like Rogan too, is he's like, he's gotten a lot of knowledge, but he still has his comedian roots and he's still, you know, but it's crazy just watching, hearing him talk about stuff. It's just his memory that he has is crazy.
Yeah, man. And I listen to a lot of Theo Von. Dude, he's hilarious, but then dude, he also can have like a real serious person on and have a real serious conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's crazy watching their evolution.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, do you know the Nelk Boys too, right? Like Full Send. They're Canadian. They're a group of friends from over in on the East Coast. Oh gosh, now I'm losing the Providence.
What are they called? What's the name?
So, one of them is Nelk, and then they also are Full Send.
Okay.
And like, have you ever heard of Happy Dads?
No, never heard of
I'm losing you. I know more about Canadian culture than you do. That's weird.
Whoa. Listen. Listen. I know a lot about American culture. Did you know that you guys suck? Right now,
it's just... Well, you know, every Canadian tells me that.
Yeah.
So I had to tell you one thing. There was an episode... I think it was two episodes ago when you were talking to one of your guests and you like were talking to him and you framed it as like a question and you're like, I don't know why that came across as a question. I didn't want it to be. And I one liner, well, it's because you're Canadian, bud. Everything comes across as a question.
Shit. I can't even remember what episode that was. Shit. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen.
It was just a couple episodes ago that dude, he was talking in his studio or something. I can't remember what his name
was. Oh, he had his own studio?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Key Hugh?
Yes. Yeah.
I fucking love that guy. That guy's good. Fuck yeah. No, man. Anyway, fucking welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, man. You know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk for the intro outro that most people can't hear and, you know, a little bit can. And, you know, shout out to that. We're trying to get lyrics at it. I've been saying that forever. And I stopped saying it for a while. But now we're on like the war path now. Once again, we're on not the war path, but we're on the path to getting lyrics added to it again. I think I'm going to pay for it.
Let's go.
It's the evolution of things, right? You know, like at the beginning, you're not making any money. You're cheap as fuck. And you're like, yeah. Oh, gotta be on the cheap, you know? And then you know, man, you made $500 and all of a sudden it's like, hey, Paul, we're going places, right? And then like, yeah. Right. And then like, and then, yeah, no, I think we have to pay for like that app or whatever.
Or invest back into it.
Yeah, man, exactly. That's exactly how I'm looking at it too, right? Yeah. So shout out to that guy. And man, this week on the podcast, man, we got Powder Slayer, man. You know, the internet's favorite Derek Hand.
Yo.
Yeah, man. Fucking we haven't been working on it very long trying to get you on, but like, you know, it feels like, you know, we've had a few, you know, misses here and there, right?
Yeah.
You know, you were busy and then like I was busy and I think you had something come up and then I had to go to work. And then like last night, man, I finished work. I had like a 12-hour day. I finished work. I sat down, I made some craft dinner, and as soon as I started eating, dispatch called me. I was like, hey, you gotta go.
Let me get this. You're on 24/7
dispatch? I'm on call 24/7, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh. Are you on a schedule at least?
No and yes. Like this one, I'm here for 2 weeks because my daughter has surgery in 2 days, so mm-hmm. I'm leaving tomorrow. And then it's kind of nice because I didn't get back to the condo this morning until like 6 a.m. So I slept most of today, right? The last day, and I even messaged dispatch. I'm like, hey bro, I'm like, you got anything up? Call me. I'm in, right? But like nothing, he's like, you work till 6 a.m. this morning, man. Just chill. I worked 21 hours yesterday. So like it was kind of like Gotta get that bread, man, you know, and then, yeah, I'll go home tomorrow for a few days. But my wife's coming to pick me up because she's got to pick up a Carl's Jr. burger and then drive it 3 hours to me. And I got to make like a fucking 5-second long clip for Carl's Jr. with me eating a burger with a pump jack in the background. Yeah, so I'm going to eat a cold burger. It's going to be great. But whatever. Anything for the cheddar, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we actually, do you like poutine?
Poutine.
That, okay, my fiance did say that's how.
No, no, I call it poutine.
I always call it poutine.
I call it poutine too, man. I call it poutine. Yeah. There's Canada's full of stupid people. So.
Yeah. So we had some this last week up in Idaho with my family, and it's not terrible.
I went to Idaho a few weeks, a couple months ago.
You went to Silverwood, right?
Yeah. Man, that's fucking creepy that you know that.
Well, that's how we first started talking, and I was on your live, and you told me that you were going to Silverwood.
I just thought you were like stalking me, bro. It happens, dude. It fucking, dude.
Hey.
I wish people would stop throwing like, you know, you'll get there. You're on the road to 10K right now, right?
Yeah, I'm at like 26 or something.
I wish people would stop throwing like the famous word or celebrity word out there. Bro, I'm getting covered in sand, frac sand and invert and fucking con.
You know what's crazy though? My whole crew, they all knew who you were today. Telling them that we were going to, they all knew the famous Dick Frost.
Ah, man. Yeah, no, dude, like, hey, it's cool. It's cool that, you know, my videos resonate and we can all, like, you know, laugh about it and all, like, you know, get, understand and relate. But, like, okay, so, man, I tell you, like, it happened with the DOT a few years ago, right? We broke down and the DOT came in behind us. My driver, my operator at the time, he hadn't done his logbook in, like, 3 months. Right, he's 3 months behind. I get out as he's getting out, and he's heading over towards the driver, and he sees me, and I'm putting the cones out. I'm like, "What's going on, man?" He's like, "Mr. Frost, what's going on, bro?" And I'm like, "Hey, man." And then he's like, "How's it going? Everything good here?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, we just had a little breakdown. Mechanics coming, and I'm putting out the cones right now." And he's like, He's like, all right, cool. I'm like, so you follow, hey? And he's like, I think I had like 3,000 or 4,000 followers at the time, man. I wasn't on Instagram. I wasn't on Facebook. I didn't have a podcast or anything. Just, you know, just local shit. And he's like, yeah, man. I love your fucking videos. I'm like, sweet, man. I'm like, you want to make one? Or trying to divert his attention. Right? And he's like, man, I'll get in trouble if I do. I'm like, he's like, I definitely want to, but I can't. I'm like, okay, that's cool, man. He's like, I'll wait behind you guys until your mechanic comes. I'm like, okay, sweet. Fucking, I put the cones out, go back in. The driver's just furiously filling out fucking logs, right? He's just like fucking just filling them out. And I probably saved him a good 10 grand in fines, you know? And fucking, yeah, you will never forget that day, man. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you know, the first time I got recognized at work was really weird. This dude came up to me and he was like, hey, you're on TikTok, right? And I was like, yeah, it's probably talking about me. And he's like, yeah, it's that sticker on your hard hat. I remember you from your sticker. And, you know, but we're in the middle of, like, nippling up, putting the BOP and shit. And, you know, so I get it a little bit. It's just like,
yeah. But, yeah. It's funny, man. It's funny, dude. I was out last night till 5 this morning or whatever. Fucking, we were cleaning a flock tank because the fucking frack guys are the coil guys. They were doing a frack and a coil at the same time. They screened out like fucking multiple times. So they were getting like fucking 10 cubes of sand back faster than they could even get rid of it, right? So we were sitting there with the boom, fucking couple trucks there, right? And fucking, buddy comes up from the coil unit. He's like, and I knew as soon as I looked behind me and I saw him walking over with a smile on his face, man, I fucking knew, right? Like, you know, and he comes up, he's like, man, he's like, fucking love your videos, man. And I'm like, thanks, bro. I appreciate that. You know, like, I'm glad we can all laugh at it, you know, and like whatnot. And like, he was fucking cut. We're not going to go there. But like, it was the middle of the night. And yeah, we just shook hands, fist bumped each other. He walked away. Yeah, it was a good time, man.
You know, I will say I've known of you well before my TikTok journey, because I would see you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Fuck. So have you always shared your own stuff on Facebook, or like did your videos end up there other ways?
They probably ended up there other ways at some point. I think it was like a year or two into making content where I started the Facebook page, and yeah, so I started sharing my own stuff with it. But I think I made one video that ended up on Facebook long before I put it there. I pissed some people off with it, so they were like, it was making, I actually posted it on LinkedIn and it went viral over on LinkedIn, which is weird, and then it ended up on Facebook. And then I'm like, fuck, all right, cool, good video, you know, like, fuck, let's do it, right? So, yeah, no, but, yeah, I think a couple of them ended up over on Facebook at some point.
Yeah, it's crazy how people can just take your videos and do that. My first video that ever ended up went over to Facebook, because I try to be discreet and, like, you know, I don't really like to show off, like, logos and stuff.
Yeah.
I made one video that had a logo in it. Overlooked it, you know, I did the hook, all that stuff I did of what happened here, wrong answers only, and it had the logo of the company I was working for at the time. And it started going pretty good on TikTok. I think it was like 5,000-7,000 views, and I was like, oh, that's going pretty good. And this is when I first started. And next thing you know, somebody sends me a message and they're like, hey, I saw your video on Facebook. And I was like, what? And it was this page shared it called Bakken Fails. So, like, this is the Bakken. Yeah. Yeah. And so Bakken Fails is a well-known page over here.
Yeah, I follow it.
Yeah. And so you don't really want to be on that page. And so he sends it to me. And then next thing you know, I mean, it's 25,000 views. And I'm like, oh shit. And then people start going in the comments and bashing the company that I work for.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
Oh no. And then the next morning I go to work and my pusher comes up to me. He's like, hey, Jeff, he said, if you post any more content with our logo in it, might as well just go and sack your shit. And so I was like, okay. I just won't have any more stickers in it anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my first experience with Facebook. But
Yeah, I've been making content for 5 years this year, man. And in 5 years, I've only had to take down three videos. One, I made a video. The guy who actually like owned the company, he followed me. He thought the video was hilarious. He just I had this the unit number in the background of his side boom, and they were talking about the usefulness of cat keys. And fucking Bun Buddy was like crushing. I stitched it. It was, but he was crushing up the, lines with his fucking key. And I'm like, no, bud, you got it all wrong. These cat keys are good for getting that itchy spot that you just can't get, right? And I had my coveralls off and down around my ankles, and I'm like, oh yeah, that feels so good. Oh yeah. And man, it fucking did like 40,000 views in an hour. And fucking my boss called me like I and my boss called me within, an hour and a bit. He calls me, he's like, hey man, he's like, the video you posted needs to come down. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he's like the guy that, owns that company, he thinks it's hilarious. He loves it. He thinks it's funny as fuck. But he's like, you showed the unit number. And man, you gotta take it down. I'm like, yeah, no problem, man. Anytime I'm asked, I don't even fight it. I'm just like, okay, it's their sandbox. I'm just playing in it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
They allow me to do this, right? So, anytime I step on a toe, it's kind of like, hey, yes, you're right. I'll back off, right? So, yeah, I was wearing my coveralls, and that was the problem, right? It was like, you're not wearing your coveralls, and you got the unit number in the background. They know where it is. Right. And then another time I was on the disposal pad getting rid of our shit, and I took a video, and I was standing on the running board of the truck, but it looked like I was outside of the truck and I wasn't wearing safety glasses. I had to redo my safety orientation for that company because I don't listen. So that was like a few years ago now. And then what's another one? I can't even remember another video I had to take down, but I've kind of pushed the envelope a little bit in the last week. I kind of, I kept logos out of it, so you don't know where I am, right? But it's not hard to figure out. Everybody knows where I work. Everybody knows when I'm on site, right? And so they kind of know, but like, I don't show logos. The only logos I show are our company logos with the back trucks. They love that shit, right? They love it. And like at first, I think it was like 4 years ago, four and a half years ago, when I first started doing it, they wouldn't let me show the logo. And then one day I made like a little promotional video, right? Where it's like, back trucks, we were using them to haul shit and stuff like that, like in the patch, like actual feet, like they were honey wagons. And I made a video. I'm like, are your turds in a herd? Are your coil in a soil? Fucking what's the, I can't remember the other one. I'm like, call TCR today for all your whatever. And then it was like, we got semi, or we got straight vacs, we got combo vacs, and for those really big loads, we've got semi vacs, right? And then it's got the boom boom boom, I want you in my room song is playing in the background. And fucking I go to get in the truck, but before I get in, I was like, because in this liberal economy, we're all in this shit together. And then I fucking jumped in, and they fucking loved it. And they're like, yeah, more of that, right? So fucking I did, that's when I started using the videos. And now they've got their own Instagram and Facebook pages that I used to actually have the password to and post the shit myself. So
That's awesome.
yeah, man, it's
Yeah, it's it. I mean, it's one way or the other. Some companies are real cool with it, and some companies are like, no. I had a buddy that actually I met on TikTok. He was down in Texas, and made a video and they fired him for it. So.
Yeah, you know, Precision Drilling, man, they got their own TikTok page now. Horizon, Ensign, you know, they've all got their own
Oh,
TikTok.
yeah.
They've all got their own social media, man. There's a guy up here, you might know him, Lane Borley. No, he's a driller now, but when I first met him, he was a derrick hand, and he's been on the podcast 2 years ago. And he is like pretty much like fucking PD's like poster boy, you know. He makes videos and talks about what each step of the rig, like each position on the rig does and how much they make, and he does educational shit. He got to go to Houston and, you know, go take safety courses and film all that and show all that side of things of the control, the operations and stuff like that. And now he's a driller, man. He's a solid guy. I love that guy.
Yeah. No, it's crazy just like the platforms that the stuff develops. And I mean, it's like accidental sometimes, it seems.
Well, you never know which video is going to pop off either, right? You never know which video is going to have 1,000 views and nobody's going to see it, or which video is going to have 1,000,000 views and everybody's going to see it, right?
Well, my first decent video, we were driving home from work. And we were the operator was singing along to Pink Pony Club. That was my first 10,000 view video, and I was like, "What the hell?" And then I made a second part two to that, and it blasted off too. And it's crazy.
I think the highest viewed video I have is almost 13 million on Instagram.
That's crazy. See,
It's
I'm
like
not quite to that level yet.
it's coming, man. It's coming, man. You know, if you're gonna dabble and you're gonna be in that space, man, you know it's gonna happen, right? Like you keep knocking on the door, someone's gonna answer, right? And it's coming, man. Just keep going, dude.
It's true. To be honest, the only reason I got on it, and this is 100% honesty, I used to hate TikTok. I just was not a fan of it just because of all the stuff behind the scenes of it. And my fiance has a TikTok, and she was making videos, and she's like in the EDM genre of it. And like, so I wanted to watch her videos, but I couldn't watch it online. Like you have to have the app, and it got slow out here, and I had 3-day weekends, so I was like, whatever. And so I downloaded the app, made the first video, and it, got 1,000 views. I was like, what the hell? That was easy.
Thousand
And
what?
yeah, and I mean, next thing you know, I'm getting FRs sent to me to advertise, you
Man,
know?
dude, oil patch brotherhood,
Yeah, I've
fucking.
seen the Brotherhood's hat, yeah.
Oh, dude, I have fucking glasses, boots. My boots are free now. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you know, if you ever
Yeah.
want the boots, man, hey, anytime you need a new pair, just hey, let me know, all right? It's like, fuck, okay. Gloves, you know, shit like that. Glasses, fucking, just what shirt am I even wearing? I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't buy my own clothes anymore, man. There's no fucking point, you know? And like,
No, absolutely. So yeah, I work with Veritas FR. He's a dude down in Texas, and then another guy that I've started working with is, have you heard 40 Rigs? Have you heard of that guy?
No.
Yeah, so he's a newer guy in the FR scene, but I wish I had the, I think the shirt's down in the garage right now, but Custom Patch, he's a Canadian dude, and yeah, he was actually the first guy that reached out to me, so that's pretty
Okay.
cool.
Did I see you have big dog glasses now?
No,
No. Fuck.
no.
Man, I'm trying to get one of those. Have you seen the Foreman hard hats? You haven't seen the Foreman hard hat? That guy's out of Pennsylvania. He sent me one like a couple months ago, but Canada Post went on strike, so it sat there. And then when they stopped going, when they kind of went back to rotating strikes and they, you know, minimal work or whatever, fucking
Rotating strikes, that's
they wanted
awesome.
$100 for tariffs.
That's
They
crazy.
wanted $100 for tariffs. I let it. I'm like, no, I'm not paying the $100, man. And they sent it back to him. He's like, yeah, man, I got it. He's like, we'll figure out how to get there, man. But the tariffs are fucking everything up right now, man. There's so many American companies that want to send me shit. But because of the tariffs, dude, they're just like, nah.
Well, so the 40 Rigs guy, it had been months ago that we started talking, and then it was like, I got this shirt. I want you to see what it, see what you think, because I'm also the first guy he's reached out to. So we're like, starting this thing, and he can't get it sent to me. He can't get it over here because of it, because of strike and everything.
Brutal.
But yeah, but no, those glasses. Are you talking about the ones I was wearing today in that last video?
Weren't those heat waves?
No, it's just got them from a gas station. Well, actually, those ones I found in the cab of a rig. They look like them, but yeah, no, I just found those in a rig one day.
You work on a service rig?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yep.
yeah. I was gonna be like the cab of a rig. What you mean, dog?
Yeah. No, I'm on a workover rig.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Hey, apparently, apparently that's where the real men work,
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know the drilling side, but it's like everybody, I mean, this is just what I've been told, is that people that are on the drilling side are kind of like bitches. But
Fuck, I'm using that as a clip, bro. You're gonna get so much hate.
the thing though. Now, here's the thing though, that the drill callers that they move, that's big boy shit. Like, you get drill callers on a workover rig, and these derrick hands don't know what the hell they're doing. But you watch, over on the drilling side, and I mean, that's big fucking pipe they're moving. But I think the difference is, so we're a lot faster. See, I don't know. I'm not on that side. But what I've been told the difference is we're a lot faster because we're production. And they're like, because like, even if you do a clean out on our side, which is like you're making hole, you're cleaning the hole out, is a lot slower and a lot heavier shit. And so that's, I've heard that we're a lot faster, but they got bigger shit. But the drilling side, they're a lot more automated. The workover rigs are still, 70 years ago. But, so I don't know for
Brothers
sure.
outside
I've just been told
freezing
that
his
we're
hand.
the superior side. So,
Even on a service rig, even the driller's still outside freezing his ass off.
right. Yeah. No, the only, I mean, they only bring us one heater, and that's typically for the equipment. The operator, he can get some of it, but I
Hey, you know
mean,
what? Fuck you guys. The equipment is what matters. The equipment
oh,
don't feel
dude.
wind chill, man.
Hey, there's heat in the iron, dude. Go get
Yeah, there's heat in
it.
the
No,
ground,
I remember the first day. Well, and it was, I did a video when I first started that had my face in it that was like half froze. It was like ice. The whole top of my face was ice. And I just remember that day, dude. It was insane. I thought I knew cold before, because I grew up in Eastern Oregon, live in Northern Idaho. So it's like, it gets cold there, but it's just a different ball game. Out here is just, I mean,
Where the men are men and so are half the women.
You gotta be maybe half stupid to do this, but
Oh, dude, you know what's crazy about that, man? Up here, I think the coldest I've ever worked is like minus 56, minus 57.
so is that Celsius?
That's Celsius. Yeah, we don't deal in that freedom bullshit, that freedom unit bullshit. Fuck that. Minus 40, they're the same. That's all I know. But
Oh, really?
yeah, and then they fuck off again. But yeah, no, it's fucking yeah, the coldest is that. But man, I take pride in the fact that if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, right?
That's it right there.
Fuck yeah.
That's what this job has shown me, is I can truly do anything I want to do. Because before this, I was in sales. That's all I've done for the past 5, 6 years before I came out here was sales. I used to sell Red Bull. I worked for like a, oh, it was sick. I just drove a Red Bull truck around and
Why'd
I'd go
you
to like
trade
grocery
that
stores.
in?
What's that?
Why'd you trade in the Red Bull truck?
My buddy, he just, I just had some stuff with my daughter going on, and he told me they had an opportunity up here. And I was only going to come up for 6 months. But now it's in the blood,
In the
so.
blood, man.
But no, that was a sick job though. It was like, I mean, a long day was 9 hours, and that's like a long day. But
What
and you
did
go
you
to
do with the
like,
rest of your time?
what's that?
What did you do with the rest of your day?
You know, I went home and chilled and fished and hunted and you know.
Man.
Yeah, now I think back and I'm like, I don't even know what I would do with an 8 hour day.
Fuck, I work an 8 hour day, man. So before the podcast, before social media, I'd work an 8 hour day. I'm going back to sleep or watch a movie or something, right? That's what I'm gonna do. Go talk to the wife. Now, man, you tell me I got an 8 hour day. Oh no, I'm losing money. I'm like, I'll make it up online, you know? Fucking whatever. I'll on the way home, I'll take a truck. I'll go find a fucking field somewhere or a pump jack. I'll sit at it. I'll fucking watch my FYP page or FYP, yeah, whatever. I'll fucking watch the socials and I'll get ideas for videos and fucking I'll set up a podcast. Let's fucking make a podcast. You tell me I got an 8 hour day, man. Fucking, I might record two podcasts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. So what you just said that. So I think that's part of it too, is like getting ideas like from. I've noticed when I watch TikTok now, I don't consume it. I'm watching it for like
Yeah.
what I could do.
The brain's moving. You're actually thinking, right?
Yes, it's
Not
not the dead
mindlessly
scroll anymore.
scrolling. Yeah. Your brain's not just mindless scrolling, right? You're just like, oh man, how could I spin that? How could I do it like that, right? Yeah. Being a content creator versus being just a person doom scrolling is fucking completely too. And sometimes you gotta turn off the content creation part of it and just,
Yeah, it's
that's hard though.
yeah, I'm gonna
Yeah.
be. It's just like it's hard when you just keep going and going and going at the creation, and then
Yeah.
eventually just you gotta chill for a little bit. Because if you, when I first started, this is something they don't tell you, dude. The dopamine hit when you
Oh.
first, dude.
So.
It was like I had to stop making videos at night because I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah. You're all
And
excited. You're just like, man, oh my God, the adrenaline, right? Like,
I
did I
just
just
got 20 likes.
20, yeah, fuck yeah, man. Fucking, I love
Yeah.
that, man. I love that. I didn't really think of it that way either, right? Where, there's a difference between, people that are scrolling and then people that are creating and scrolling, as content creators. I never really thought of it that way, man. You look at the algorithm completely different, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and of course the algorithm plays you a little bit. They're
No.
like, you know, you only see this video was meant for you because it was only going to go to the millionaires, the future millionaires. And then you're like, oh, they picked me.
I'm
They
special.
know. They know I'm about ready to go. But now I will be honest with you. Before I had my first decent video, I was getting a lot of that stuff that said
Yeah.
in the next few days. And
Yeah.
then that first video popped off. But,
Yeah. Man, I'm really invested heavily into the pizza war right now. The pizza wars on TikTok? You watching the pizza wars?
What's that
Oh
about?
my God, bro. Fucking Papa John's and Domino's and all these other little there, man, Dojo, his name's Dojo, right? And fucking he started it, man. Like when he's making pizza, he's got the dough and he spins it in the air and throws it behind his
I've
back. And
seen that guy. Yes, I've seen
there's
that guy.
another guy who sets the dough on fire and throws it in the air now. Fucking Pepsi, Slim Jim, and some other fucking company. Those three companies are in every comment section, and they're like fucking, and everyone goes there now, and they're like, oh, I was waiting for Slim's comment. Yeah, oh,
So,
Pepsi's.
who's running Slim Jim's social media?
I don't know.
Because,
Fucking, they're a genius.
yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, so those are, so that's one thing I've noticed with me personally. I don't get any of those videos. Like, when you like, I tried doing like the follow train ones and that
No,
didn't
don't do that.
work.
You want to grow organically. Don't
Oh,
do
absolutely. Absolutely. I had a buddy that like shot up with following count, and then
that.
he kept giving me grief about it because, oh, I'm growing so much faster than you. And it's like, well, yeah, but my people are like invested, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I had to stop. Are you in group seven?
I don't even fucking know what Group 7 is, man. Apparently,
you know what I'm talking about, though.
I don't know, man. What is Group 7, man? What is this?
I don't know. At first, I thought it was super cool, and then they went super political with it. And I was like, nope, I can't.
What are they, like, fucking, like, communists? Or what are they?
I don't know. They went far to the left.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, we won't get into that, but...
Fucking, what's with... There's that, and there's my kids, man. 6'7". I had to get in on that trend the other day where it was like, my kids are all about 6'7". Wait till they find about 7'12"-ish, you know? Like,
yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. Yeah. I don't know what the 6'7 thing is. My buddy's son came home. He started doing the hand stuff, and I was just like... Hey.
The teachers here just went on strike for a month, right? And when they came back, I took my daughter to school. I was home. I took my daughter to school. And for the first time in a month, these kids seeing each other, all you hear all over the school is 6'7", right? I'm like, oh my God. Like, and it's coming from everyone, man. Before they came back, my daughter had a birthday party she went to. I took her to the birthday party and like four kids in there, they all showed up at the same time, like 6'7". And it's like, they didn't even form it in like the formal question, right? It was like, you know, me, I would have been like 6'7", you know, like.
Yeah. I don't know where. So was that from a song? Is that.
I don't know.
I think it was like a rap song, which I mean, a lot of things come from like, I mean, have you heard like the term bae? Like BAE?
Yeah, like babe, right? Like, what's up, bae?
Yeah, but like it stands for like before anyone else.
Oh my God, I didn't
know. Did you know that?
No, I'm going to use that on my wife now. I'm going to be like, hey, what's up, bae?
Yeah, but that came from a rap song. And so, I mean, that's what a lot of it comes from, I think. But yeah, I don't know where.
They'll probably throw it at me. Not before TikTok, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and then what was funny too, like TikTok and the Facebook world and stuff, is like, so I used to watch reels on Facebook, and I'd be like, oh, did you see this funny one? And I send it to my buddy, and he's like, dude, I saw that like 4 months ago on TikTok.
Like, oh, yeah.
Irrelevant at this point.
Instagram's behind. Are you on Facebook?
Like, share?
Do I share your videos there?
Yeah. So I just started. So I was going to actually ask you about that. So I have 355 followers on Facebook, and my views are like anywhere from 200 to 600 right now. And I just started within the last week.
Yeah.
And I noticed that only my friends interact with the videos. Yeah. What is the, but I'm getting more views than friends.
Share them out to the other groups, man.
Well, so they're public. I'm sharing them to the public.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering why only my friends are interacting with it. Like,
that's a good question. Is this your personal Facebook too? Like,
so that's the thing. I was going to make a Powder Slayer page, I think.
Do it. Yeah.
Because give
a Powder Slayer Instagram, right?
Well, no, I have, so I'm, create, see, I'm on,
yeah. When you create an Instagram or a Facebook, it'll automatically create the other one. And a link.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So right now, TikTok is my big one. And then I want to get into Facebook and Instagram because I.
By the time this episode comes out, Facebook will be my biggest platform. TikTok was my biggest one for like ever, right?
Like, you're talking follower count or what?
Yeah. I'm about to surpass my TikTok account's following on Facebook. And dude, I'm almost at 100K on fucking Facebook. I'm pumped, dude. A lot of hard work.
Really?
But I've also dumped a lot of time and energy into Facebook more than anything else over the last few months.
So you're just sharing reels?
Sure. No. That's the thing. Reels, status updates, stories. On Facebook, they changed it like in August, I think it was. They changed it. Now your monetization was just reels, basically, right? Now it's reels, stories, up like Facebook statuses, fucking answering back in the comments section, like the engagement. In the
you can get paid for engagement.
Ooh, yes. Yes. In the inbox, like when people message you privately, you get fucking paid for that now. Like if you message back, it goes against your social credit. It goes against your social score, I guess, right? Like where like how social are you? How good is your engagement? It'll tell you right at the bar.
Really? You know,
yeah.
And in professional mode or whatever.
I don't even know what it is. What does it say here? Fucking shit. It says page health, right? It'll tell you your page health. And like I'm at good. I try to keep up with everything, but man, I've had a really big month on Facebook this month. It's hard to keep up. I've hit we're midway through this month. We're not even the 11th. And I've had 14 million views this month so far. Like, that's fucking insane. Wow. Dude, and I've made in the
so
first...
what are your views counts on TikTok?
What's that?
Like in a month. What's your view count in, like in a month?
I don't know how to look at that. I don't really even care anymore. Like, it's just Gord from the Second Act podcast, that podcast doesn't exist anymore. He told me, he's like, man, don't even go after the views, right? Like just go because it's funny and go because you want to do it. Go because other people, you know, people that need to see it will see it, right?
Yeah.
And he changed my whole perspective on it, right? And he's like, man, if you were sitting here and like say 500 people watched your video, right? How overwhelmed would you be if 500 people watched you make that video?
In real life, yeah. In person. Yeah. Oh, no, I've heard that a couple of times too.
Yeah.
How
that's such a small number, but when you put 500 people in front of you, dude, that's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's funny. My biggest video, well, so my three biggest videos all include my fiance, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah. Whenever I make posts on Facebook about my wife and I, like, I brought her flowers and Dairy Queen one night, right? And I'm like, guys, if you want some, put in the work, right? Like, I brought my wife flowers and Dairy Queen, and I got laid that night, right? And, like, you know, it started with the flowers, right? And then I woke up the next morning, and I went and got us a coffee. I came back, and I got laid again, right? It started with the flowers the night before. Put the fucking work in, right? And that one had that one had like 8,000 shares on it. And it was all women, dude. They were all like tagging their husbands and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I have one. I've noticed when videos get real big, the interaction is within each other. They don't interact with you ever. They're interacting with each other.
Dude,
and that's when you know you have a gold mine, is when they don't even know where the fuck this video came from.
They don't even know, man. So like So my biggest videos, man, happen because, you know, like it starts an argument in the someone drops a comment in the comment section, and it starts an argument between like 10 people, right? And they just go back and forth for hours, right? And they don't know that their my video is playing in the background every time they come. Holy shit. And then, you know, I think that like videos like that will make me like $500, whatever it is, you know, like here's $500 because a couple people felt the need to be heard. Right.
Yeah.
Dude. And then you get the comments that it'll be like, I'm just joking in my video. It's not real. Right. Like I'm not, I don't have this.
People don't understand that. They don't understand.
Dude, there's sarcasm. No humor. They don't understand sarcasm or the humor behind it. And they come into my comment section calling me an idiot or whatever. And I'm like, bro, you're literally here for free calling me names. Well, I'm getting paid for you calling me names, you know? Like,
so the funny part is they'll come at you.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, you literally just fell for it.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Who's more intelligent, me or you that like brought it to my attention that this is what it's doing, or me that set this up knowing that you would do that and knowing you would call me out?
Yeah. Oh, fuck but, yeah.
You're the more intelligent one, sir.
Oh, dude, they're like when I comment back, if I act like I'm upset by their comment, they're like, "Oh, you're upset by this, you're triggered, or why else would you comment?" And then after a little while of it, I get bored, and I was like, "Man, like, you don't understand how algorithms work." Like, yeah. Thank you for wasting your time here.
Yeah. My favorite is when you start with a hate comment, you respond to them, go back and forth a little bit. Next thing you know, they hit the follow button.
Yeah. And I've had so much of that, right? Where like sometimes some people will comment something really dumb and I get a little upset. I do get a little bit like, are you fucking serious right now? And he's like, man, it was sarcasm. Right. So he followed up my sarcastic video with a sarcastic comment that because I can't tell who's being genuine or not. Yeah. Right. And then he'll be like, yeah, man, I'm just fucking with you right back. You know, like, fuck, this is funny. This is great. And I'm like, oh, I see what you did there. So then, you know, sometimes I have to take myself out of like the fight or flight mode or defense mode and be like, yeah. And you just double down on the stupid with them in the comments. Right. Just like, yeah.
I had to like really remove myself and just like not care what they say. And you're gonna say what you're gonna say. I don't know you. You don't know me. Yeah. Like because I share like videos of me latching pipe and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And so like that's literally my profession, and I take pride in it.
Yeah. You put and, like
what's that? Yeah. When people try and like shit on it. You know, but it's like, okay. And then I'll go to their page.
Yeah.
And I remember there was this one guy just absolutely tried to shit on me. And then I went to his page and he got me because he like had videos that were just like, you know,
yeah,
not good. And I was like, this is the guy that was giving me shit. And it was days later and he was like, dude, are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, absolutely.
So my favorite thing is when people are like, oh, we should stop saying the R word. The retarded is, it's a word that shouldn't be used anymore, right? Because like we say retard all the time in the field, right? To each other and whatnot. And like fucking the other day I got called a retard by a medic, right? I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? And then she's like, I wonder if there's actual definition for the word retard. So like I went like, I turned on my phone. I'm like, watch this. Hey Siri, what's the definition for the word retard? So it gave me the definition, right? And delay or hold back in terms of progress or development, right? Our progress was retarded by unforeseen circumstances, right? So like, yeah, man, I definitely hold the crew back sometimes. I definitely, you know what I mean? So I'm like, when we looked it up, I said it to the medic and I looked it up. I'm like, yeah, it's right on Webster's dictionary. Right. And she's like, what is it? So I told her, she's like, is that you? I'm like, oh fuck. I think that's all of us at some point. Right.
Yeah. They all take turns.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, yeah, it's funny, man. Like, oh, you should use the word retard. Why? I'm actually that, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. So what do you think about the use of ChatGPT on?
Man, I was against it at first, and now I have it on my phone. And like ChatGPT's made me some money, right? Like,
oh yeah.
Man, a company recently fucked me over where I broke my ankle, right? And fucking They illegally forced me out,
right? Really?
And then they used my ankle injury against me 3 times in writing in like 2 weeks, right? Yeah. And I put in, you know, into ChatGPT, I'm like, here's the situation. This is what they did. I submitted the screenshot of the email and of the text message, and they're like, oh yeah. This is what you can do. This is where the labor laws are. This is the code for the labor law. Right down to the fucking wording, bro. And I submitted that shit. And it made me money. And then they're like, if they don't make you sign anything, ChatGPT is like, when they give you the money, if they don't make you sign anything, go to the labor board. Go to the human rights. Go to WCB, bro. And I'm like, okay. So I fucking did all that, man. So like, we're not even done making money off it yet. But there's that. But like, I don't know if I should be bragging about that on the internet, but like, fuck it. You know, fuck them. They fucked me over loyalty to myself, you know, fuck them. Yeah. Like I, you know, I also, you know, if I take a nice picture, like tonight I took a picture of the Northern Lights and I posted it on Facebook, right? And I put it on ChatGPT first. And I'm like, man, this is, these are the Northern Lights. This is where I am. And I need a, you know, a good caption for it. Right. This is the caption that spit out for me. Sometimes the best moments don't cost a dime, just a clear sky and a reason to look up.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, man, so, I would have just said beauty night here in fucking the oil patch, right? I would have said some dumb shit. But yeah, man, like, no, I'll submit like a fucking video to it and be like, I need a good caption for this, right? Submit podcast ideas, submit fucking video ideas. Man, it spits out fire, man.
Yeah. Shit. No, I don't use it as much anymore just because I'm getting more of an idea of what I'm doing. Yeah. But I mean, I might have used it a little bit when I first started on TikTok. And I mean, it, yeah. And I'll tell you what, ChatGPT, that motherfucker's a hand, dude.
Dude, he is a hand. You know, like, fucking right he is, man. He's a good hand and he ain't even hard on equipment, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's hard on the water supply, I guess, but like,
yeah.
But, you know, have you seen Bigfoot in the oil field?
Yes.
That's all. Fucking... Yeah. Dude, he was on my podcast like a few weeks ago.
See, okay. Yeah, I didn't see that. Did you actually, like, was it actually Bigfoot? Like,
yeah, it was actually, it wasn't like
the dude. Well, the dude behind it, or
yeah, it was the dude behind it. Yeah.
That's awesome. It would have been even better if it was like,
yeah, yeah,
like the, like you were going back and forth with the video. Yeah. But that, so where is he from?
Shit, I think he's from like Oklahoma, I think he said, or Kansas. Kansas, just outside Kansas City.
Now, is it just the oil field one?
Yeah, just the oil. Yeah,
Bigfoot. Have you seen all of, like, have you like gotten into all of it when he's like finds the energy drink and shit and he's like, yeah, I'm buzzing, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, that shit is, yeah, that had TikTok by a chokehold.
Okay, here, what's your energy drink of choice?
Well, it's obviously Red Bull.
Oh, fuck, man. Okay, so did you know that in the next, like, 10 years, the energy drink industry is going to be a $100 billion industry?
I believe it.
Right, now, it's like 80-something billion.
It was the easiest job I ever had to make money. Like, I had people begging me for Red Bull.
So, like, so it's going to be $100 billion, right? Right now it's like 80, 88 or whatever, something like that. It's approaching 90 billion anyway. And of all the flavors and all the kinds and all the companies out there, Red Bull still leads the way.
You know,
I don't like Red
Bull. You don't like Red Bull.
I don't like Red Bull.
Why? Is it the taste or what?
I don't, yeah, it tastes like piss. It smells like piss.
You know, my old boss, he would say that's God's liqueur.
I'm a White Monster guy, but you also, yeah, Rainbow, Rainbow Sherbert and fucking Blue Raz. I like the Blue Bangs. The bangs.
Oh, no.
You guys in the States also have it fucking crazy, man. You guys have like a fuck ton of sugar in yours, but also your caffeine content. In Canada, we're capped at 180 milligrams.
Not you here.
Have 300.
Dude, them bangs are like 350.
That's insane, bro. Like, I had a 300 milligram one to myself that I took straight to the fucking dome. Right? Like, dude, my wife and I, we were in the U.S. We were in Idaho. We went to Silverwood there. And we found the, whatchamacallit, what do they call their rain tropical storm.
Oh, okay. Did you hit a Maverick while you were in the area?
Fucking right I did. I found the Maverick and I was like, this store is gold. My wife still doesn't understand my obsession with gas stations, right? And it's,
I, like, was going to make a video on this premise.
Yeah. Yeah. So fucking we get a rain tropical storm and it hits our lips. We share it, right? And we just look at each other and we're like, whoa. Whoa, right? And fucking, so we bought a case and we took it home. And we won't drink those by ourselves. We have to share. I had one to myself at work in August or September. I had one to myself. And, dude, I only drank half the can. I couldn't do it, man. What took me usually 3 hours to get done, I did in 45 minutes. And I'm sweating. It's a little chilly, and I'm sweating. I'm like, Right, my
cold. So what is it? Is it a monster or what?
No, it's it was a rain.
Oh, the rains. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and my coworker looked at me like, "Bro, you're on one, bro. Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Dude, yeah. I can smell the sounds." Like,
yeah, exactly. So we have one that's called Red Line. It straight says on the bottle, "Do not drink more than half of this." Like, it is serious.
Yeah.
But, but the thing with energy drinks, though, is it's, and you see it in their sales, it's just to get you to do more and more of it. Like, you know, I used to be able to drink an 8-ounce Red Bull, then I moved to 12, you know, now I'm drinking a 16-ounce, and it's
fuck me up good because I only have one day sometimes, right?
See, that's the thing. You got it.
And I pound it back with water, and I don't sit around and do nothing after I drink it. If I'm going to site, right, I don't open it until I know we're about to do something, right?
Oh.
And then it's like, all right, I crack it, and then I get to work, right? So, like, you use that energy, right? You use it.
Yeah.
It burns off faster, and you feel it. Right, you're not just sitting there getting the jitters and fucking. It's not, you know what I mean.
So, do any of the ones you guys have like give you the itchies, like make your skin feel like it's like itchy?
I think they call that crack cocaine, or something. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they
no. So we have. No. It's not the rains. Oh, there's. I can't even think of the name.
If we have any that do that, I have yet to have that.
Yeah, well, and also pre-workout, there's an ingredient in our pre-workouts that will make your skin feel like it's like.
What itchy. Is the purpose of that? Like, are you trying to pick scabs off your?
I don't know. I don't like it. I had some pre-workout a couple months ago, and I didn't. I haven't done it since because I don't like that feeling. Because Red Bull doesn't do that to me. Red Bull is that, you know.
My brother-in-law, my sister, they were going to get married, right? And fucking, he felt sluggish. They were like 6 months out for their wedding. He was trying to lose weight, so he was going to the gym and stuff. But he felt sluggish. He was pounding back like 5-6 Red Bulls a day, right? And fucking, she went out one day, came home, and he's having a nap in the middle of the day, and it's normal, right, for him to do that. Fucking, she waited a little while. Finally, went to go wake him up. He was dead. Fucking, at 28 years old, he had the heart of an 80-year-old. Yeah, from fucking pounding bag Red Bulls, right?
Well, so, see, when you're drinking that many, yeah.
Yeah, like two days after he died, I was talking to my sister. I'm like, are you all right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. She's like, we'll get into this part in a second. But so fucking, I said to her, I'm like, so safe to say Red Bull really did give him wings, huh?
Oh.
And then, oh, she was crying laughing, man. She thought it was hilarious. I made that into a video, actually, fucking. Fuck, she asked me to take it down, and then like when she got into a new relationship, she's like, can you put that video back up? My boyfriend thinks it's funny. I'm like, yeah, fucking right, I will, right? And then so my wife went to the hospital to be with her, right? My wife went to the hospital to be with her. You know, they don't get along, but that's my wife's sister, right? That's my sister, it's my wife's family, and she needed someone, right? So my wife was there. My sister fucking in the coroner's office or whatever the fuck it is. The body's there. My wife's sitting right there. My sister leans over, pats him on the dick. I'm gonna miss that dick. I'm like, my fucking wife tells me, she's like, you know, it took everything in me not to fucking die laughing. You know, like fucking, it was the most awkward thing. She just playing with a dead guy's dick, right? I'm like, holy,
that's
shit.
Terrible.
This is great. Like, fuck, if my other sister's in there playing with his eyelids, think he can see me? What the fuck? He's a dead guy alone, man. I'm surprised my sister didn't get on top and try to ride it.
That's terrible.
Fuck. What are you drinking there?
Root beer.
Root beer from where?
Yeah. Slim Chickens.
Slim Chickens. Nice. Hey, do you know what fucking viscosity is? And I know you know what viscosity is.
It's like the viscosity of like water, right?
Yeah, or fluid going downhill. Yeah. Mud. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We're going with that as a podcast sponsored by the Mud Man. And the Mud Man deals in the thickness of your load. Take that however you want to take it. He plays with the loads and they're thick, right? So, yeah, the Mud Man sponsors the podcast, man, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs. You know, he's got my back, man. www.mudmanmarket.com. That guy's fucking incredible. He sponsored the podcast with a mic and a headset back on like episode 14. You know, and last summer he sponsored it with a MacBook Pro. So he's like, here's the MacBook Pro, right? And
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So fucking
that was
love
smooth
that
what you did right there. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, almost as smooth as them loads, huh? You know?
Hey.
Shit. So how old are you?
What's that?
How old are you?
I just turned 33 like a month ago.
You're just about there, man. So at 33, you know, men in their mid to late 30s have the thickest loads they'll ever have.
Hell,
something to
not
do with the body creating more zinc and shit like that. And fucking dude, trust me. You seen that movie? Remember Scary Movie where they're like fucking,
yeah,
and like she like blows into the sky, or he does, one of the two. Fucking, that's what it's like, man. In your mid 30s, bro. Like sometimes, man, you get so much of it out that like fucking, you just fucking die, right? Like you don't even know if you can create anymore. Is it possible? You know, like fucking.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
Look, yeah, man. How long you been in the patch? How long you been doing? You said you went from Red Bull to here. How long you been doing?
Yeah, I've been out here in January. It'll be 3 years.
You like how we go from talking about semen to like serious things? Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you know, it's all in a day's work. That's the blue collar in you.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. So you said 3 years?
What's that? 3 years, yeah. In January.
Wow, man, that's not long at all. Good for you.
No, yeah. Well, like I said, I was only supposed to be out here for 6 months, so it feels like an eternity.
Fuck, man, no. It's been 16 years for me.
Yeah, no, literally, I was like, 6 months, I'm going to get some quick money, then I'm just going to go back to it, and then, yeah, it's just one thing leads to another, and 3 years later,
I just wanted to buy a car. Turns out, before the car, I bought a $300 Harry Potter 80 disc set or whatever it is. A couple steaks at the keg, fucking, you know, a really bad mental health addiction.
Yeah,
addiction, mental health condition, and then I bought my wife a car.
and then
it was in the blood.
Yeah, my buddy, he was telling me when I first came up, he's like, you know, you're just going to, you'll get used to the money and this and that. I still try not to be used to the money, you know, like.
Yeah.
Live like, you know, this isn't the money that I'm making. Because if you adjust your life to this,
yeah,
then you're fucked.
Dude, I fucking worked with a kid last night and like this made my mortality very fucking like obvious. Like it threw like how much longer I probably don't have to live in my face. Right. This kid, we're talking, man. And I'm like, how old are you, man? He's like, oh, 21. I'm like, shut up. Like you're, and he told me, okay, 21 is cool. Okay. I get that. 21. He told me what year he was born. And I'm like, bro, you were born a year before my wife and I got together.
Yeah.
You were born. You were 5 years old when I got into the oil patch.
Yeah.
You were 5 years old when I started working, man. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Man. So like, what was your, how did you end up like, what did you want to do as a career?
Survive? Not, yeah, I don't know, man. I wanted to make money. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had no idea. I had no purpose and direction. I was trying to fail classes at the end of grade 11 into 12. I was trying to fail just so I could stay in high school, bro. I wasn't ready for the world, you know.
Yeah. But
then my wife, you know, we start sharing a locker, and next thing you know, she's making me fucking do things to graduate on time, right? And then, yeah, and then fucking we move out west, and then, you know, I was working at Leon's in the warehouse and doing some construction. I did some construction and shit like that. And then I work, and then I met a guy who just got laid off. He was a driller on a rig, and he just got laid off, and he was doing the deliveries for Leon's, and I worked with him. And we're talking, and I'm like, man, what do I need to get to do all that? You know, how do I get into the oil patch, right? And it's like, well, you need to get this ticket and that ticket and this ticket. You're good, right? So then I spent the next, like, couple months, you know, paying for tickets and getting in and then applying to places. And then one day one's like, can you be here in 3 days?
That's how it works.
And, yeah, so I was like, fuck. I actually faxed my resume to this guy, and he got back to me. That's how long ago it was, right? Fucking – yeah, it was crazy, man. And then, yeah, fucking. But you know what this fucking kid said to me? But fucking this kid. Okay, and it blew me away, right? Like, so I'm back. When I got let go or whatever, however you want to call it, when I broke my ankle. I broke my ankle. They didn't want me back because now I'm damaged goods, I guess. So I went back to working on a back truck, and I'm swamping right now, right? Which is like, it's shit work and whatever, but it's money, and I pay
like the tanks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I make enough on social media now where, like, it doesn't matter. I stay in for like 2 weeks. I go home. I don't care what I do during the day. I don't give a fuck about that, right? I'm providing for my family. Fucking this guy, this 21-year-old kid, he's an operator, right? And I'm his swamper, and I'm like, fuck. This really made me actually think about not swamping anymore. But like, he said to me, he's like. I asked him, like, man, can I get a lift back with you to the fucking, you know, the condos, right? We're in a crew houses now. And he's like, you know what, man? He's like, I didn't know what to expect. But he's like, you did real good today. You worked hard. So yeah, I'm like, what did you just fucking say to me, bro? Did this fucking 21-year-old kid just say I was a good boy and I worked fucking hard today? Dude, I've been here since you were in fucking diapers, bro. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that to me. You know, like,
dude, I got to tell you about, so there was an old operator. It was a young operator, but he was at my old company. And we were driving home from work one day. And he's like telling me like tips and tricks on how to like get ahead in life and at work, and I'm like,
shit,
bro, you're 20 years old. Like,
bro, you watch reruns of 9/11. I fucking lie, you know, like,
he's like, you know, take the crew truck home, you know, showing initiative, show them that you can do. I'm like, just stop. I don't need those kinds of tips from you.
Like, yeah,
I understand what you're doing, but, like, I know. I already know.
Cradling the boss's balls ain't going to get you to move up, bro. If it worked, I would have already done it, you know? Like,
Yeah.
Oh, but dude, I can't believe he said that to me. Dude, I actually said something about it. I'm like, dude, I'm
good boy.
Fucking kind of offended right now, you know? Like, I'm like, dude, what did you just say? And, like, he's like, yeah, like, I guess apparently the other swampers are all young. And he's like, yeah, none of them really listen or work all that hard. I'm like, bro, I'll tell you something about me and the other swampers. The difference is about 10 years and a family, you know?
Like, yeah.
I don't have a choice to fucking, you know, settle down, not listen, and maybe slack a little bit. I got kids at home that need to fucking eat. You settle down, youngster, okay? Fuck you.
That's odd.
Oh, so man, funny. I was fucking borderline. I never wanted to hit somebody like that before, you know? It's like, fuck, I'll take my belt off right now. I'm not even wearing one, you know? Like,
well, so there is a fair line out here. It's like, you know, people in, not control, but like operators and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you're in charge, but also we're all full grown men out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, you can't be talking to 50-year-old Steve over there like that, bud.
No.
Like,
I'm not 50 either. But I'm fucking close, you know, like, shit.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, yeah.
Dude, that actually fucking hurts. I'm actually so tense. Fucking man, I'm actually like close. It's close to like being the same distance to 25 as I am to 50, right? Oh my fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I need to retire, man. I need to get the fuck out of here, man. Shit.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're on the right track with all this other shit going on.
This is
So,
why,
what's your
man.
plan
Yeah.
if you get out of the oil field? Because if you because you're, you know, that's what your content is. That's my
Yeah.
struggle too, is I'm in the oil field niche.
Yeah, we backed ourselves into a little corner, didn't we? Yeah, we
Yeah,
sure.
because
Yeah.
I don't know if you like see any of my videos I do when I go on days off. They don't do as well, and it
Some of mine,
sucks.
dude. You show the home life stuff when you're on days off, man, and fucking repost old content. Man, you got to live near Pump Jacks and shit, right? You live in, you know where? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking go to a Pump Jack. Man, dude, the
Well, no, on my
construction
days
crew.
off, I don't know. I live
No.
in Idaho, not oil.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that when I went by there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the construction crew was working down the street from my house. I just put my coveralls and my hard hat on, and I go sit in their porta potty and make videos.
No, you don't.
Like, yeah, man, yeah. Dude, when I was
Is
laid
that
up
that good
with a
ass
broken,
idea?
yeah, man, when I was laid up with a broken ankle, man, fucking, I went to the park down the street from my daughter's school, and fucking the splash pad had a porta potty out there, right? I would drive the 5 minutes to the porta potty. I would sit in the parking lot. I'd fucking get an idea of like, okay, cool. And then I would just casually carry my gear in so no one could see it into the porta potty, right? I just sit there and make fucking videos and then fuck, come out, rush over to the car with my hard hat and my coveralls still on, and just like, oh, you know, like you don't see, you're not seeing what's going on here. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
That's hilarious. No, behind the scenes shit is hilarious.
Oh,
That's a good
dude.
idea though.
Yeah, I keep my gear at home with me on days off just in case I get that idea, right? And I live in Alberta. There's Pump Jacks fucking everywhere, right? So if I'm driving, man, I keep the shit in the back seat. If I'm driving, I'm like, my wife's driving or whatever, and I'm like, I have an idea. Pull the fuck over, right? And like, so yeah, it's good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So I have this idea for this video that I want to do. Sneak peek for anyone. I've been wanting to do it for a while now, but I keep forgetting. I want to always, you know, because the running joke is we never have service at
Yeah.
locations, and so I want to like have someone comment or whatever and say, "How do you know where to drill these?" And then the video would be me talking to the phone, and then I would go off into the distance, say, "Hey boys, no service, drill right here." You know, something along those lines. But I think that would be hilarious because you never fucking have service on location.
Oh, dude, I got a star. Oh, I got a Starlink now, so I got service everywhere
Oh,
I
really?
go.
Oh, I think somebody sponsored you with that, right?
Yeah, man, fucking Tracy Chabot, man. He's an oil field consultant, a rig consultant, man. He likes the
Yeah,
podcast.
that's sick. Yeah, that was actually the first episode I listened to, is when you were talking about
Fuck yeah,
that dude
man.
doing that for you.
Yeah, man. He likes, we talk about mental health. We focalize, mental health on the podcast a lot, right? I go through it a lot, right? So fucking, I got diagnosed with borderline personality disorder this year and fucking learned a lot about myself and why I'm a fucking chaotic mess sometimes. And fucking apparently I have social anxiety, which is weird for a guy on social media. It's fucking, yeah, dude, I didn't know what I was feeling, and apparently that's anxiety and shit. So yeah, we talk about mental health a lot, and he loves that. So he's like, man, he's like, I heard you don't have cell service in some places. I'm like, no. He's like, here's a fucking Starlink. Dude, I was out on site the other day, fucking no cell service. Buddy couldn't get on, buddy couldn't use his phone. I'm like, I got you, man. Fucking, I pull my Starlink out, set it up on the roof. Fucking, he's like, oh, what's the password? I'm like, oh, no. I'll send a text. What do you need to do? No, I shared the password. I shared the password. Fucking yeah, man,
That's,
it's good.
yeah, we had a couple pushers at my last company that have Starlink, but they were stingy like that, dude. They're like, well, you guys don't get to use this. I need it for work. And you're like, okay, Billy Bob, we know you're going to be fucking sitting over there watching videos all goddamn day.
Yeah, of course.
But he just needs it for work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. No, it's good, man. Shout out to Tracy Chabot. I fucking love that guy, man. You know,
that's great awesome. Dude.
Yeah, he's coming on the podcast soon. We got to get him on here. He's on days off right now, so it's good time to get him on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, so fuck yeah.
No, it's super cool. Like, I mean, just to talk with you, like you're just a normal dude. You know, it's like you see the guys online and whatever, and like the famous, and you just think of like they're, you know, it's just it is cool to talk to you. Just kind of a down earth, normal kind
of
dude.
I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, getting dirty, fuck man. That was great. If you know, being famous ever gets me to the point where I don't have to get into one of those and someone else is willing to go in there for me, fuck, I'll use that shit to my advantage, you know?
Here, I'll do a video. You know, it's just funny when people see you have tractions on videos, they will do shit to make a video. Like at first, nobody wanted to do a video with me because they're like, that's fucking lame. And then I started getting free shit and started getting paid. And all of a sudden people want to do fucking videos with me.
Dude, you know what a lot of people said to me? So some people will listen. How many followers do you have?
2,600.
Some people will be like, why you got this guy on? He's not famous, right? Like he's got no followers. It's like, man, those are the best people to have on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, you know, I had Bentelect on. That guy's got 20 million followers. Dude came on my podcast, didn't fucking share a clip I made at all. Didn't even say, hey, I was on this podcast, go listen to it, right? Didn't even fucking share it. I have Nicole Panton on. That episode just dropped today, actually. She was an actress before the pandemic. And then, you know, movies went downhill. She became an actress became a Red Seal electrician. Fucking man, I listened to it a couple times. One of my favorite episodes so far. Dude, she's got like 90,000 followers or something like that on Instagram, and I can't remember how many on TikTok. Every time I posted a video or a clip with her podcast so far, she shared it out. Man, I didn't even have to tell her the podcast was out today. She just knew, and I'm getting tagged in things saying, "Hey guys, I'm on this podcast." Right? That's 90,000. So like, that's still fairly big. But then you get a guy with like, you know, 1,000. He'll fucking do more for you than someone with a couple million, right? You know?
Oh,
what I mean?
Yeah. For the smaller, like I'm still smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, it means more, you know. Like, so here's the honesty with this. So.
I popped when your podcast, didn't I?
What's that?
I popped your podcast, Sherry, didn't I?
Other than the episode I did myself. Yeah. But this is the first.
You're bleeding all over the fucking place right now. I love it.
This is the first legit podcast I've been on. When I started TikTok, my fiance told me to somehow get in contact with you.
What?
And,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Whoa, stop that. Your fiance.
Because you're on her algorithm and she has zero. Well, now she has blue collar. But before I started infiltrating her stuff, she had zero blue collar, but you still popped up on her stuff.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, when your stuff is so big, you're going into other niches and stuff.
That's crazy.
But yeah, she said you need to get somehow in contact with Dick Frost. And I got to ask you, what is your, do you say your actual name or?
Yeah, my real name is Richard, man. Fuck yeah.
I see. Yeah, that's what we figured. Yeah.
How do you get Dick from Richard? Oh, you just fucking ask nicely, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, she told me to like get a hold of you and get in contact with you somehow. And then, yeah, one thing led to another. I jumped on a couple of your lives, and boom.
Oh, dude, that's the thing. Like, I've been in so many people's, like, lives and fucking, you know, bigger creators that I see that I really enjoy, right? They don't interact with anybody. They don't – man, there's so many guys out there that, I enjoy their content, and they're bigger. Unless you're a woman commenting, they won't fucking answer you back.
Yeah, when I first jumped on your live, you're like, yo, Powder Slayer, what, you know, when you started recognizing my name.
Oh, yeah, because I started seeing your content. I'm like, fuck that, this is, I fucking love your content, man.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, it's pretty fun to do. Yeah, I'm trying to get, I don't know. Well, I guess you're in Canada, so this you can't really answer this, but I'm trying to figure out if TikTok Shop is better or to get paid for videos. 'Cause right now TikTok Shop is obviously better for me because of my following count. But in the long run, I'm wondering because like some people on TikTok Shop are just so cringy, but at the same time it's like doesn't matter 'cause their bills are getting paid.
Exactly. That's all that matters. It's all.
Yeah.
I've heard so many people say that once they get part of the creators fund, TikTok actually like throttles their views down. So you got to try
I've
for
heard that too.
Man,
So
like this month on Facebook, dude, I'm throttled back right now on Facebook from like the first like 7 days of the month, right? I went fucking 14 million views. I'll find my way out of it. But like I made 2 grand in the first 7 days on Facebook.
That's 2 grand. So are they paying
Just
you in USD or Canadian?
they pay me in USD. So when they pay me, I actually get more. Yeah,
Oh,
dude, it's fucking cool. It's
hell
cool.
yeah.
Yeah, and like, dude, it went the first 7 days. It just went bomb, 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 and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And every video was hitting. And then I woke up the other day, and like, my growth just stalled. Right? They're like, Facebook's kind of like, hey, slow down, right? Like,
Yeah.
even like, I was growing
We
like,
don't want to actually pay that much.
I was growing like 500 or so a day followers, right? Or 1,000 sometimes. And right now it's like two or three, right? Like
Really?
not 200 or 300, like two or three sometimes, or like today was like 25 or whatever. And like, yeah, and then it tells you how much you made that day on Facebook too. And for a while there, it was like $300, $400, right? And then fucking today, it was like, you made $10 today, right? Like, you bastard, like, fuck. I was
So
getting
you're
all this,
making
like,
real money off of this stuff.
yeah, dude, yeah, dude. And then fucking, but all it'll take is someone to start an argument in the comment section to get it going again, or fucking, or like, I probably hit the bonuses actually. Like, you get bonuses too if you hit certain thresholds. I probably hit the thresholds, and they're probably like, at the end of the month, that it'll like that number will like jump up pretty good, right? So I'm
Does
kind of
Instagram pay decent, or is Instagram in the Facebook
Instagram
realm,
pays okay. Yeah,
in
Instagram's
the
not bad.
meta?
Yeah, it's part of the same thing, right? So, but like they pay you separately. So like fucking Instagram's not bad. I just don't focus on Instagram. I'm actually losing followers right now, and the views are way down. Right? So like it is what it is. I'll just keep posting there. I don't care. Like I said, it's not about the views. It's like if a v video gets 100,000 views or 7,000 views or 1,500 views, it's all the same.
Yeah, so you know what's hilarious is so my fiance, her so B is her username. It's Witch in the Pit.
Is
It's
it Instagram?
well, that's her TikTok handle.
Witch in the Pit?
Yeah. But it was hilarious because her style of content is now she's changed because I what I do, but at first it was all this effort editing. I mean, seriously, she'd get off the phone for 35, 40 minutes to go make a video, and then she wouldn't get any barely any views, and then I come along and I'm just what she calls shit posting. Have you heard of that? So she calls me a shit poster because I like don't give a fuck. I mean, I've been making videos since I was a kid. I used to just talk to the camera when I was a kid. That was my thing. And so I don't really like care what people think, honestly. But and so I was just shit posting. I was just like posting like crazy. And I was getting followers and views. And then she just like wasn't. And then she's like, what the hell? Like, I'm putting in all this effort and it's not getting me anywhere. And then you're just shit posting and they like it. And I was like, well, I think t that's what TikTok likes, but.
You want to get a lot of followers really fast? Talk politics. Your followers like won't necessarily follow you because they like you. They want to watch you burn. They think you're a tire fire. But like
Oh, but
fucking
they wanted to. So here's the thing that why I got to be careful with that is. she's immigrating to America,
Oh shit, nice.
and they apparently look at everything.
How, where's she from?
So she lives over in BC.
La Migra.
She lives over in like Vancouver, like Surrey.
Yeah.
I don't know
Oh
if she wanted me to
shit.
say that, but
Yeah. So she's Canadian, right? She's
she's Canadian.
I don't think she got to worry about ice as a white girl,
No, but no, it's
just
pretty
blend
cool
in,
over there.
just blend in, go to Starbucks or some shit. You're like, yeah, nothing to see here,
What do you guys have over there? What's it called?
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Yeah, you know what's weird about Tim Hortons? You know you're in the big city when you start seeing Tim Horton cups everywhere on the ground.
Oh yeah.
You
Fuck yeah.
know, hot take.
Hi,
On a
back.
Canadian podcast right now, Tim
Yeah.
Hortons is not good.
Tim Hortons is trash. We know that.
Trash. Okay.
Trash. Absolute trash. They used to be way better. Okay, so Tim Hortons used to be way better. They sold out to like
Tim sold it.
well, Tim died.
Oh, fuck. That's always what happens.
Tim was actually an NHL player back in the day. He played for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He was on the last cup winning team.
Oh, okay.
He got into a car accident, killed someone. He was a drunk driver. Yeah, we all know
Yeah.
Tim was a shitty human being. But like, yeah, he started the coffee shop, and the first ever Tim Hortons is actually in my hometown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in Ontario there. And so yeah, no, Tim's good, but they sold out. Their coffee isn't made from the same place anymore. I think McDonald's actually took over their fucking.
What's this hilarious? Because she thinks McDonald's coffee is better.
Yeah, because McDonald's coffee, everybody knows McDonald's coffee is better in Canada than Tim Hortons is. And dude, now not to get, I don't want to be racist or anything like that, but like it's not a good fucking restaurant anyways. Dude, they keep changing the fucking menu to be like higher end shit, and it's just not working. Man, it's so dog shit.
Yeah, Canada is interesting. It's not. I spent a little bit of time there when I was younger because, my family was in North Idaho and we'd go up north
Yeah.
to a hot springs. I think it's Fairmont.
Yeah, you
Fairmont.
got Banff Hot Springs. You got yeah, there's yeah, I know
Yeah,
exactly.
so we'd go up there for Thanksgiving
Radium.
and what's that?
There's Radium Hot Springs too.
Oh, yeah. And so that was the picture of Canada that I had. And then now that I go to BC regularly, Vancouver, way different.
Oh yeah, you're probably seeing East Hastings Street too, right? Like,
Oh, she did take me on that. She took me there during the day and at night.
oh no. Did you get it? Did you get addicted to anything?
Not quite.
Not
But
quite.
I will tell you, we went out to a club in Vancouver, and then after the show was over, we went to the Poppin'. I want to say it was McDonald's, dude. This thing was fucking popping. It was like 1:30. There was probably literally 70 people in there.
Fuck yeah. This is the
It
best
was
to go after the bar.
crazy. I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
Oh
It
my
was
God.
crazy.
Oh my God. Dude, yeah, I live in Edmonton, man, and like fucking, I'm like 12 hours from Vancouver. 12-hour drive. Yeah, it's not too bad. But yeah, we yeah, it's how do they do that? Okay, so in the US, in California, you go on a stars tour. Like, you could go on a stars tour in Edmonton of the homeless population. Dude, it is not actually, but like, oh, it's sad. It's actually really sad. The homelessness is up like fucking 40% or some shit like that. And
It's after
it's
COVID. I mean, it kind of, well, I mean, they say like, most people are one bad month away, you
Yeah, dude,
know?
and I believe that, dude. And we've talked about this a lot, dude. Like, I don't agree with it, but I understand like the drug thing that happens. They don't start off as on drugs, right? They end up homeless, and then they use to numb themselves to the situation they're in, right? And I understand that. Like, I'd probably go a little nuts too, right? And it's just, Fucking, oh man, I've looked at that. You know, when I broke my ankle, that flashed through my fucking brain, dude. I'm like, you know, how many months can I survive not working on it with my broken ankle before I'm off the street, right? Luckily, I got paid to sit on my ass the whole time, but like, you know, like, still, man, that runs through your mind.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, I mean, that's why, you know, I have friends that they don't like necessarily like put a priority to like saving money. And I've always grown up the way, like, you know, you want to have a little something. And it's, you know, because like, especially that here in the oil field, I mean, gets to famine, you're fucked.
Well, you made that video, right? Where you're just like, when it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then, like, I don't leave my family for weeks at a time to be broke. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm sacrificing, you know, nights not cuddle up to my wife or having dinner with my kids and, you know, being with them every day, man, it's got to mean something.
Oh, absolutely. It is. Yeah. It out here has made me appreciate just time as a whole more, you know, because it's like, you know, I mean, tonight's fun. Like, doing this is fun, but most times I just come home and don't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I come back and I FaceTime my kids and my wife and shit like that. And, you know, I make videos and I edit podcasts and shit. I'm always busy. I've always got something to do. If my eyes are awake, I got something to do.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. If my eyes are closed, I got something to do. I'm just putting it up, you know? Yeah, man, it's been good, man. This has been a lot of fun, though, man. I don't want to keep you too much longer here. It's 10:30 there and you probably got to, you know, get up early tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we got an ESP install tomorrow. So.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You hit the button. Hit the button.
Hit the button.
ESP, isn't it an emergency shutdown or what? What do you got? What's
an ESP? No. No. So ESP stands for submergible electronic submergible pump. So instead of rods,
it's like a trash pump.
What's that?
A trash pump.
It helps. No. I know what you're talking about. This is something different. So we run a packer and then the pump goes on top of the packer.
Okay. So it's not like in the cellar, you know, during a cement job, pumping water out.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. No, in order to cement shit, you got to get everything out, but
Nice, man. Yeah, man. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Oh, certainly.
Fuck yeah. Where can people find you?
Oh, you know, well, here soon we're going to move to Facebook. Maybe I'll dabble in Instagram. But PowderSlayer92 on TikTok, like you said, TikTok's favorite Derek Han.
TikTok's favorite Derek Han. Well, that's sick, man. I got one question, though. I got one more question. And if you listen to the podcast, you're probably prepared. You're probably waiting for it anyway. But like fucking, you know, Mount Rushmore has, you know, four of the most influential people up on the rock. And if, you know, Powder Slayer had his own Mount Rushmore, four people he looked up to, inspired to be here, that inspired him, dead or alive, you know, real, not real, whatever. Fucking who would be on your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, gosh.
That's right. I threw dicks and semen at you and then fucking.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the center of it, it's got to be my dad. You know, my dad is the number one influence in my life, hands down. He's had this saying. He said it my entire life. It's today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
One day, right?
So every day, every big moment I've had in my life, he's always said that to me. So he's going to be in the center. Oh, gosh. You know, I think I'm hitting family with this. My pa, he's not with us anymore, but he was a huge influence. Oh, gosh. And then I'm going to hit my mom, of course.
Don't hit your mom, bro. My dad used to hit my mom all the time, man. It didn't work out good for anybody.
Yeah, so I'm going sappy with it. So we got my pa, my dad, and my mom. And You know, and he's the whole reason I'm out here. My best friend Matt, he's been my best friend since 7th grade.
Fuck yeah.
He's hands down been one of the most influential people in my life. So,
That's awesome. He's not a
yeah.
best friend unless you guys have kissed at least once.
Never
Nah.
gone that far.
Nah, never gone that far. You can't see your best friends then, can you? Like,
Yeah.
you never know who your ride or die is unless they can survive kissing you, right? So.
Oh, well, we'll have to see. So, I don't. What about you? Let me hear
Oh
yours.
shit, man. Well, my dad's on there too, but for a different reason. No, I look up there and I see my dad. It tells me to go a different way, right? My dad and I, we don't talk, and we're estranged and shit. I look at him in a different light though, and it's evolved over the course of this podcast a little bit. I used to shit talk him all the time, but like, going through my own mental health shit this year, right? My dad also went through his own mental health shit, right? And he's a boomer, so he was, came up in that time where it's like, you don't talk about your feelings, boy,
Yeah, fuck your feelings.
fuck your feelings. So I'm lucky I had my wife who said something to me at the beginning when I started going through it, and it was every day for 20 years I've had to fight you for you, right? And that fucking shit. My dad didn't have anyone to fight for him in his corner, right? If they fought for him, they didn't fight very hard. And when he resisted, they just gave up, right? They also weren't in a good space either. So my dad was put out to trash real fucking easy, right? So like he's up there as I get a little older and I'm starting to go through my own shit, it's kind of like I don't fucking like what you do and what you've done. But at the same time, man, like fucking, I am you and you are me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. So there's my dad, my wife, obviously she's fucking the funniest person I know. She gives me a lot of ideas for my videos. She's fucking smart, funny, kind, compassionate, just hardworking, fucking, my best friend, right? So there's that. My kids I'll put on one rock. My two kids, man, they one taught me patience, and one made me a dad for the first time, taught me the true love, and the other one taught me patience and how not to kill people you love. So, and then my Nana, she died in fuck, I was getting ready when I went to Ontario in May. I was going to go stop and see her, and she died like 2 weeks before I left. So yeah. My dad was adopted when he was a kid, and we didn't meet he didn't meet his mom, my Nana, until like 12 years ago. So they went 50 years without seeing each other. And so I met her, and right away she's like, I got some making up to do, like fucking, I'm gonna be your grandma. I'm gonna be your Grammy, like don't say that and don't do that, and I'm gonna spoil you, but not with money, with love and fucking, discipline. So yeah, those are my four, man. Fuck yeah. Used to have Austin Matthews up there, but that guy's a piece of shit, so
Honorable mention, of course, I got to go with my fiance.
fuck yeah. Fuck
She
yeah.
is definitely up there.
Hell yeah, man. Well, hey, it's your rock. You can have as many people on it as you want. We just start with
Yeah.
four. You
You know,
don't.
Mount Rushmore is actually 8, 9 hours south from here, I think. Not
That's a
that
bucket
far.
list trip for me, man. That's a bucket list trip. I gotta go on it.
Yeah, I've definitely, while I'm up here, I would like to go see it, but.
Hell yeah, man. That's the thing. And actually, a boss asked that question in orientation about who's on your Mount Rushmore. It was fucking, and then I just added it into the podcast one day. I was just like, fuck, what a great way to end a show, right? I'm fucking just like,
Yeah.
yeah, and fucking, yeah, it's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well,
Cool. Thanks
it
for
was a
coming on, though.
pleasure. Oh yeah.
I'm
Hey.
happy to pleasure you, Fuck yeah.
We'll have to do it again. This is pretty
Oh,
fun.
I'll do it. I'll do you again. Fuck yeah, let's go. All right, brother. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate that.
Right, and always peace.
Oof, you stay frosty. Yeah. Can't hear it, can you? Can't hear that?
Is that the news? No, I can't. I
I
hear.
believe so.